圣名，我们今天来查考耶利米书。耶利米书第八章。
Let's read the three verses each with text.
我们一人念三节。
you. Jeremiah chapter chapter 8, this is the continuation of the chapter 7 of the messages.
耶利米书的第八章呢是承继第七章 继续下来的.
We can so call the third messages.
可以说是第三段的讯息.
And this chapter 8 talk about the, from the beginning verse 1 to verse 3. It seems the coming of the punishment, we can say the judgment is quite severe.
从第一节到第三节可以看到神这个 这个惩罚呢是非常严厉的.
And it seems that the chapter 8 verse 1 says at that time, which is the time that Babylon was coming to attacking the kingdom of Judah.
这里第八章第一节的到那时指的是指 巴比伦人 进来攻打以色列人的时候.
Historically, Babylon is a very strong nation that during the time of they have a power. They don't have a mercy, actually. So when Babylon eliminate at that time, then one by one the kingdom, they expanded their territory. Also, the kingdom of Judah was humiliated by them.
连犹大国呢也是被他们击败.
And this is chapter 8 verse 1 says that the one who the born is in the which is buried, which is bring them out to grave.
这里讲说人这些人的骸骨呢都要被挖出来.
So which means that these even born cannot be buried in the right.
就是说就连这些骸骨呢都不能够被
So it's explained about the humiliation.
所以这里形容的是一个,
I think the Israelites, what their concept is, when they died and they buried with their ancestors, or it seems it's considered a great honor.
要知道以色列人, 对他们死后可以跟祖先一起同葬, 是一个,
But the Babylon coming into their attacking their country, they cannot do that.
巴比伦可以击溃他们的国家 可是不能这样羞辱他们.
Yeah, chapter 8 verse 2 God explained about their what their past, which is that day they love verse 2 said they will spread them out of the sun and moon and then the, all the hosts of the heaven means He explained about the, they are worshipping the idol.
第八章第二节这里是神在形容他们之前所爱的 他们所喜爱所侍奉所随从所求的 也就是他们所敬拜的偶像.
So which is what they seeking for, they're worshipping them to help, but actually they cannot help them.
他们认为他们所敬拜的这些偶像可以帮助他们, 实际上是不能.
Actually they become just a witness for their destructions and their And they are suffering under the Babylon.
反而他们这些偶像呢，做了巴比伦帝国摧毁以色列的这个沉默的见证人.
And chapter 8 verse 3 talk about even there is the remnant which is the leftover, their life also it's not the difference, but their life also very very stressful. And they want to actually die.
第三节则是形容这些 逃出来的剩下的人民呢, 他们也生活没有好哪里去, 他们也是过得非常的 困苦, 甚至最后死亡.
So when they look at their life, there is no hope for themselves.
所以当他们 他们的生命呢, 是没有希望的.
And then they are desperate about their situation, so it seems like death is better than just live as such a condition.
也因为他们的生活非常的艰难, 死亡反而成为了一个解脱.
If you look at the Revelation chapter 9,
如果我们来看启示录第九章,
chapter 9 verse
6, 启示录第九章第六节,
here the describing in this way mentioned, in those days a man will seek death and they will not find it. And they will long to die and death flee from them.
第六节，在那些日子，人要求死，绝不得死；愿意死，死却远离他们。
So this is the one who do not seal their forehead, and then their life will be this much stressful.
这里讲的是额头上没有印记的人，他们的日子会过得非常的凄惨。
I think nowadays we don't have this experience because of whether believing God or not, it seems life is we live in a very free country and then we don't have this kind of experience of desperation, I'm sure.
今天我们可能对这么困苦的生活没有什么经验，不管是不是基督徒，我们过在这个国家是过得非常自由快乐的。
But when the judgment come upon them,
但当审判日来的时候
then it's the whole thing is different.
情况就不一样了。
And if you look at the book of Revelation, talk about chapter 18, talk about on the last day, the Babylon will be collapsed and then destroyed.
启示录的十八章讲到，在末日的时候呢，巴比伦，最后会倾覆。
Chapter 18, verse 10, mentioned about the Babylon's final day.
启示录十八章第十节形容了。巴比伦的末日。
And here the verse 10 says, Woe, the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment had come.
哀哉哀哉巴比伦大城，坚固的城啊，一时之间你的刑罚就来到了。
The hour, one hour is symbolically very short time.
这里的一时啊，一个小时呢，是一个象征，指的是很短的时间。
Verse 11 mentioned about the merchants of the earth wept and mourned over.Because there is a normal business.
十一节提到地上的客商也都为他哭泣，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。
So which is the day of this destruction. So their suffering is quite high and very unbearable. We can say.
这里讲这边形容的就是末日当巴比伦倾覆的时候呢，生活会过得非常的困苦，很难以忍受。
It's the Jeremiah chapter 8 here, the people in the land of Judah, they continue their life instead of rely on God, they rely on idols, they rely on themselves.
耶利米书八章这里，以色列人他们在他们不但不信靠神，反而是去依靠这些偶像。
And Jeremiah chapter 7, the God talk about their great problem for their country is they neglecting of their temple.
耶利米书第七节前面有先讲到，这国家最大的问题就是他们轻视神的殿。
So they do not treat the temple of God is important for their life.
他们不将圣殿里面的神呢看为重。
So the Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 11, and here it says.
耶利米书七章十一节说
Has this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I have seen it, declared the Lord. It says,
这称我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为贼窝吗？我都看见了，这是耶和华说的。
Which is a value system in their life. It's God is not a priority, but their own physical life is a priority.
对他们而言，他们生命的价值观已经变成说神不重要了，他们自己才是最重要的。
So since they're ignoring about seeking God, they're naturally seeking something else.
因为他们轻忽了，他们不再去追求神，他们这空虚呢，就要改去追求别的东西。
So when they choose the word, the material,then they have to compromise with the word of God.
那当他们选择追求这世界上的时候呢，他们对神的话语呢就要有所妥协。
Instead of listening the word of God, they listening of their own physical flesh life.
本来应该是要听神的话语的，他们就改去听了他们肉体的软弱。
So Jeremiah chapter 7, God talked through Jeremiah, correct your path.Your attitude and your way. Yeah.
所以第七章呢，神叫耶利米要传警告说，要人们改正行动作为。
So Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 3. Yeah.
耶利米书七章三节。
And God said, "Thus say the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your way and your deed, and I will let you dwell in this place.
神如此说，你们改正行动作为，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。
I think they still there have a Jerusalem. There is a temple of God at that time.
耶路撒冷当时还有神的圣殿。
A problem is their attitude when they come close to God and temple of God. The attitude, their heart is not with God.
但问题在于，当他们来到神的殿的时候，他们人在这里，心却不在这里。
So even though God warning them and asked them to change and correct them, but they didn't.
尽管神吩咐他们要改正行为，他们却是做不到。
So chapter 8 verse 1 to 3, this is what so-called the image of the judgment.
八章的一到三节，这里是形容他们审判的样子。
And from verse 4 to 7, this is since they do not listen to God, then they listen to their own flesh, then they themselves very stubborn themselves in their heart.
四章第四节到第七节是形容他们不听从神的话语呢，反而去听从自己内心的话语，所以就变得非常的固执。
So, if the Christian life we are, if we live in this world, if we do not meditate the word of God, if we do not live a life with a prayer, then we naturally we can listen to ourselves, and then we can follow our own desires, and then we choose based upon the what our flesh is looking forward at.
身为一个基督徒，在现今这个时代，如果我们不过着一个祷告的生活，去听从神的话语，我们也会只听从我们内心的话，变得非常的自私，只专注自己肉体上的情欲。
You know that during the time of Jesus, you look at that time Jesus proclaimed the word of God, and that he really telling the people about about the word of God. But they don't listen to the word of God.
我们记得耶稣当时在大力传讲神的福音的时候，人们呢也是不听从他的话。
Nowadays also same thing, because once you preach the gospel, people do not interest the word of God. They don't listen to us.
现在也是一样，我们向别人传福音的时候，他们因为没有什么兴趣，也就不想理会我们。
You know, because nowadays once you give a good flyer, we make a flyer and then we give away before the spiritual convocation. So we know that we walk around this, around our neighbor. People, 99%, they don't appreciate it.
我知道当要联恩会将近的时候，我们在这附近发传单的时候呢，99%的人都是对我们的发的传单是一点也不稀罕的。
They are not interested about their life. They don't interest about the life after death.
他们现今的生活，他们对之后死后未来的生活不怎么感兴趣。
So that's their problem, we can say. Yeah.
这也是他们的问题。
Listen to Matthew chapter 13.
我们来看马太福音的十三章。
From verse 13.
马太福音十三章十三节。
Chapter 13 from verse 13 to 15.
马太福音十三章十三到十五节。
Any volunteer to read this first?
有人自愿念的吗？
Yeah, thank you. Isaiah prophesies that the verse 14 says, "You will keep on hearing, but will not understand."
这里以赛亚预言说，你们听是要听见，却不明白。
Yeah, because word of God Have you experienced when you read the Bible, but the message doesn't coming into your heart?
有时候不知道各位有没有体验过，说在读圣经的时候呢，有看却没有懂。
Because word of God is just it's like so dry, and read, yet I don't understand anything.
就是神的话语感觉上就是这么的非常的枯涩乏味，尽管读过了一次以后呢，却没有任何感动。
Yeah, reading the Bible is important.
读圣经是很重要。
But if our heart is not ready to read the scripture,
但如果我们的内心呢还没有准备好来读圣经，
actually the message doesn't coming in.
神的话语呢是进不了我们的心的。
Eventually losing our interest about the word of God.
所以我们就会对神的话语失去兴趣。
Don't you think that there's a lot of things in this world, beside the word of God, there's more.It attracts our minds, our eyes.
世界上不是有很多事情比神的话语还要更 引起我们的注意跟兴趣吗？
Then we have to pray to God.
所以我们要与对神祷告。
That we have to ask God to help us, our heart to open, to listen to His message, and that we can hear His message from the Scripture.
求神帮助我们打开我们的心门，让我们可以在他的圣经当中呢得到神的启示。
We know that this famous word, Amos chapter 8, verse 11.
我们知道阿摩斯书的八章十一节是个很有名的经文。
Amos chapter 8, verse 11, this is a very famous verse, I'm sure, because we all of us know that.
阿摩斯书的八章十一节是个很有名的经文，应该都知道。
And behold, they are coming, declared the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land.Not a famine for bread or the thirst for water, the rather for hearing the word of the Lord. You mentioned about that I will send a famine on the land.
这里讲到我必命饥荒降在地上。
But this one is not typically the choose, you know, certain day or certain time, but the era that people has hardened their hearts, they don't want to listen to the word of God.
这里讲的这个并不是在某一天，某一个时候呢，饥荒会降在地上，而是，世界上的人因为他们，固执不听神的话，这个就会发生。
Do you know the John chapter 6 when Jesus preached the gospel with the word of God?
我们知道约翰福音第六章，当神传讲，神的福音的，当耶稣传讲神的福音的时候
，Jesus mentioned that I am the bread of life.
耶稣说，我是，生命的粮。
He talked about very important message about the word of God.
他这里 讲到了一个关于神话语很重要的一个教训。
But no longer his message is about the physical bread or to helping the, you know, physical helping others, but talk about the in spirit.
他说的生命的粮并不是指的是身体上可以吃的粮，而是属灵上的粮。
The people right away losing interest to follow him, to listen to the word of God.
人们一听到这个不是马上吃得到的东西，他马上就失去了兴趣。
So once you read John chapter 6, a tour to the ends, many people, they decide, even his disciple, they are not following the Lord Jesus, which means they withdraw from the Lord.
所以在约翰福音的第六章后半部就看到很多跟随耶稣的门徒们就这样离开而去了。
At that time, Jesus asked his own disciple.
甚至到了耶稣还会问自己的使徒们说。
And then say, "You do not want to go away, also, do you?"
你们该不会想跟他们一样走吧
？And at that time, Peter says,
那个时候彼得说
"Lord, to whom shall we go?"
主啊，我们要跟随谁呢
？You have a word of eternal life.
除了你以外，我们还可以往哪里去呢？你是拥有这永生的话语的人。
The Peter talk about the essence of his value, why he followed the Lord Jesus.
这里彼得点出了他跟随耶稣最重要的原因是什么
？So we come to the Lord, we listen to the word of God.
所以当我们来到神的面前，听他的话语。
We ask God to help us open our heart to listen to the voice of God through the word of God.
我们求神帮助我们开启我们的心眼，让我们听得到他的话语，可以让神的话可以进到我们的心里来。
So that we can avoid our heart and our heart.
我们这样才可以避免我们的心变得刚硬。
We know the man is very the nature. We have to ask ourselves. We looks like a very soft, but not true. We are very stubborn nature.
我们人性呢，尽管有的人表面上看起来很温柔，实际上人性呢本身是固执的。
Only is possible with the word of God, we can soften our heart and we can humble our heart.
唯有透过神的话语，我们才能够使我们的心变得柔软。
So the word of God is truly the powerful, valuable that helping us to open our heart, and we can understand God Himself, and also helping us to mold us to be like a Christian then.
所以神的话语是唯一可以帮助我们的心变得柔软使我们的心呢能够充满神的话语。
So even though when Jesus came and preached the gospel, people do not listen to him.
当耶稣来到这世上传福音的时候，人们也不听他。
Do we think about God Himself came in this word to preach, how many people listen to the word of God nowadays?
如果神亲自来到世上传道理都没有人想听的话，那我们今天在这世上传的道理又有多少人想听呢？
So Jeremiah chapter 8, now we go to the verse 4.
耶利米书的第八章，我们来看第四节。
This is the situation about when their heart is hardened.
这里形容的是当人的心固执的时候会发生什么事情。
And the verse 4.
第四节。
And the you shall say to them, that say the Lord to do man fall and not get up again? Does one turn away and not repent?
第四节，你要对他们说，耶和华如此说：人跌倒不再起来吗？人转去不再转来吗？
The once our heart is hardened, our tendency is we don't easily to repent.
当我们的心变得坚硬了，变得刚硬了以后呢，我们就不会轻易的回心转意。
You look at the Bible when Iscariot Judah when he started think about selling forsaken his master.
我们在圣经里面有形容，当加略人犹大开始谋算要背叛他主人的时候
，The Lord constantly gave him a chance to repent.
主耶稣基督不断给他机会悔改。
The later on, when he stand in front of God on the last day of judgment, he cannot excuse because the Lord Jesus gave him a chance to repent.
最后他面临审判的时候，他是没有借口的，因为耶稣给了他很多悔改的机会。
But he's the one who rejected.
但他却是那一个拒绝。
So always we have to when we pray, we have to ask ourselves why we gonna pray, what we pray within.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要去想我们为什么要祷告，我们要祷告什么。
When we kneel down, we pray.
当我们跪下来祷告的时候
，we have to ask ourselves why we gonna pray, what we pray. Content is important.
我们得去思考我们要祷告什么。
Just we kneel down, pray with a speaking tongue. That's a prayer. Yeah, it can be because the Spirit of God pray for us. Yes.
没错，我们跪下来，光是靠灵言就是祷告了吗？因为圣灵会为我们祷告。
Prayer is the best time to close our eyes, look at ourselves, reflect ourselves.
可是真正最好的祷告呢，是闭起眼睛，然后仔细的去审查内心，来跟神祷告。
So whether we are hard is softened enough to repent, softened enough to receive the word of God.
要去审查我们的心是否够柔软，可以去悔改，可以去接受神的话语。
There is a many possible chance. Jesus talk about, we know, Matthew 13 talk about, you know, the parable of seed.
耶稣在马太福音十三章有讲到这个
种子。The one is beside the road.
有的种子呢是掉在路的旁边。
The one is like a rocky road.
有的种子掉在充满石头的地上。
I mean the rocky place. One is the one have the thorn in it, you know.
然后有的是掉在充满荆棘的土壤里。
And the last one, the fourth one is the one the soil is a softened soil.
最好的则是掉第四个掉在肥沃的土壤里。
So we constantly have when we pray to God, we ask God to give us this softened heart.
当我们在祷告的时候，我们要求神。
So that we can always receive the word of God to this seed to within our heart to grow up to bear the fruit.
才可以能够领受神的话语，让神的种话语的这些种子呢，在我们内心里成长出果实来。
Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 5.
我们继续看耶利米书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 3. Okay.
耶利米书五章第三节
Chapter 5 verse 3
耶利米书五章三节
The O Lord, do not thine eyes look for truth. Thou hast smit them, but they did not weaken. Thou hast consumed them, but they refused to take corrections. But they refused to, they have made their face harden than rock.They have refused to repent. The mention about this is talking about the Judas at that time, kingdom of Judas. They are not ready to repent. We can say.
这里在形容是犹大国，他们那时还没有那个心去悔改。
Repentance is not only when we the first we believe in God we repent.
悔改不是只发生在我们第一次相信神的时候。
Repent is the degree, is every time is a different degree of repentance.
悔改的程度呢是每一次都是不一样的。
The repentance is showing us what kind of faith we have.
悔改呢是可以反映出我们信仰的程度。
You know the Job when he lost everything.
当约伯丧失掉一切的时候。
And then he struggled for a while, and his three friends come and complain about him.
一开始很不能适应，然后他三个朋友过来。就来责备他。
At that time, his faith was a struggle.
那个时候他的信仰也是在接受磨练。
But later, find out the true God in his heart.
那后来才终于发现到在他心中真神的地位。
You know, because the Job chapter 40, is that 42? And he repented in front of God.
然后在约伯记第42章的时候，他才懂了以后呢，才在神面前悔改。
Because this repent is a degree of difference of his faith at that time.
他这个时候所做的悔改呢，就反映出了他的信仰已经进到了一个不同的
境界。Because at that time he truly understand himself.
因为他那个时候真的懂了自己。
So that his eyes open.
然后他的双眼也打开了。
Now let's look at the Job chapter 42.
我们来看约伯记四十二章。
42:2. I know that thou canst do all things, that no purpose of thine can be thwart. Verse 3. Who is this that hide counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have declared which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. We have to understand that, you know, Job understood, he have understood God of quite, he has a quite deep knowledge about God, actually.
所以从第三、第四节可以看得出来，这边约伯所讲话的方式，表现得出他对神的认识呢，又更提升了一层。
But when after these trials, he learned that his knowledge is very limited.
在经过这些苦难之后，他学到他对他所了解的实在是太不足了。
He thought he knew God before.
他以为之前。之前自己了解神。
But this time he knows that he trying to look at himself, knowing of God is actually very little now.
他现在发现他对神的了解实在是太不足了。
But God actually let him know who he is, how much he knows about God.
神反而让他可以看清自己到底对神的了解有多少。
So that's why, because now.That's why he repent to God, verse 6.
这也是为什么在第六节呢，跟神悔改。
Before it looks like he listened to the word of God, now he can see God.
然后第五节又讲他从前风闻有神，现在亲眼看到神。
It's similar like Luke chapter 5 when God talked to, you know, Peter.
这里呢，
I mean, the Lord Jesus talked to Peter.
这里呢跟路加福音五章。耶稣跟彼得讲话的
时候 let him catch a lot of fish from the, you know, Sea of Galilee.
一开始呢，耶稣让他彼得呢在加利利海上面呢抓到很多鱼。
Then he truly was in his mind setting before is always within the flesh and the, you know, just, you know, he's as a fish, or the catching fish, you know, fisherman.
彼得呢身为一个渔夫，一直以来都是关心他的生活。
But this time he catching the fish is different.
但他这次抓到了鱼以后，他的感受不一样了。
So he understand the God truly there, so he become very smaller himself. He is a sinner in front of God.
因为他了解到神的存在，他就发现自己实在是微不足道，就跟神
悔改。So he catch a fish and he come to the Lord Jesus and he kneel down and said, "I am the sinner. Please depart from me."
当他抓到了鱼以后呢？就俯伏在耶稣面前说：“主啊，我是个罪人。”
Because his understanding of God is closer and more than before, actually.
因为这件事情，他对神的了解呢，又更进了一步。
So this is we can say Christian life, we can continue to improve our quality of faith. Then our repentance is the one to bring us to the next, you know, the level of our faith, actually.
对，身为一个基督徒，我们也要不断的自我省察。透过悔改呢，来让我们的信仰呢，进到更高一层的境界。
But at that time, the Israelites, they are not interested about the word of God.
那时候以色列人对神的话语没什么兴趣。
They don't follow the God.
他也不追随神。
And verse 7, go back to Jeremiah 8:7.
再跳回去耶利米书的八章七节。
At this time that the God says, verse 7, even the stork in the sky in all her seasons, and the turtle dove and the swift and the thrush observe the time of their migrations, but my people do not know, and the ordinance of the Lord. Since all the rest of the animal even knows the season, that what they're going to do, what they move, and all this based on their you know, natural law, but his own people do not know that.
这里在形容百兽呢都知道来去的定期，可是神的百姓却不知道神耶和华的法则。
Yet they think that they are very smart.
但百姓呢却认为自认为自己很聪明。
They think that they are very wise men.
他们认为自己非常的聪明。
You know the one that when David when he commits sin.
我们知道当大卫王他犯罪的时候。
The one that prophet Nathan came and challenged to him.
那是拿单先知进来责备他。
At that time he think he's very righteous man.At that time, the David himself is a very righteous man.
当拿单一开始在讲的时候，大卫还以为自己是一个正直的人。
It seems like he knows the law, then that kind of people surely died, you know, which means he thinks he's very sharp, like discerning about, you know, sin actually.
听到拿单讲的这个比喻之后呢，他当下还可以马上说出这个人应该被治死。
But actually, he's the one the sinner, he's the one the foolish one actually at that time.
那个时候他反而没有预料到自己就是那个罪人，他是那愚昧人。
So we know that during the time of Jesus, many you know, Pharisees and scribes, they think they're very smart and they think they know the Bible very well.
同样的，在耶稣那个时代，有许多法利赛人跟文士，他们也认为自己对圣经的理解非常透彻。
There is a you know the Magi from the east they came to Jerusalem one time. You know the wise men they came from east.
那个时候耶稣刚出生的时候呢，有从东方来的博士们。
So they asking for the as a you know coming of a Messiah.
他们就问了这弥赛亚要来了吗？
So they know the Bible, so they explain to the wise men.
Who's they?
Those religious leader, the scripture wise what it says, so explain to the wise men.
那这些文士呢，法利赛人呢，就仗着他们对经文的了解呢，就跟这些东方来的博士们解释。
Actually, the wise men do not understand the Bible very well.
可是其实这个东方来的博士呢，并不怎么了解圣经。
But actually, they are the one who follow the star.
但他们反而是那些愿意追随星跟随星星的人。
But those of you know Pharisees and scribes, they think they know the Bible well, but they do not know coming of the Messiah actually.
反而那些文士、祭司跟法利赛人呢，他们自以为很懂圣经，可是却一直无法测透。
This is the same things happen here explained.
这里所发生的也是一样。
Verse
9.
Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what kinds of wisdom do they have? Which means they don't have any wisdom.
耶利米书八章九节说，他们弃掉耶和华的话，心里还有什么智慧呢？
So don't think that we because I'm a true church member, I baptize in the name of Jesus and I receive the Holy Spirit, so I always understand the scriptures. Not so.
所以我们不要想说我是真耶稣教的信徒，我受过洗礼，我有圣灵，我对圣经的理解一定可以很透彻。
We have to be humble in front of God.
反而我们在神面前要谦卑。
So that we can truly understand God's will, and God give us inspirations.God, the Spirit of God, lead us so that we understand the Scripture. We
can understand the Scripture.
So Jesus talked about you don't have any wisdom. You think you have a wisdom, you don't have it. God talked to the Israel.
神对以色列人说，你们认为自认为有智慧，其实没有。
So the verse 8, if you look at the verse, is how can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us?Since they are deceived by themselves, actually. And then the verse 10 to 12, well, this is like the leaders at that time.
然后 十到十二节的形容当时的掌权的长官们。
They actually wrong way to lead the people.
他们甚至还给百姓们做了最糟糕的示范。
Because many a false prophet prophesied the wrong directions.
有许多假先知带领人们走向错误的道路。
In the book of Jeremiah, talk about the false prophet.A false prophet. Don't think that they from the beginning they're false prophet. No.
耶利米书这边所提到的假先知，不要以为这些假先知生下来一开始就是假先知。
But they are prophet. Yet they think their own way to think about that. That they own themselves to interpret the you know God's word their own way to talk.
他们本来是先知，可是后来因为过度依赖自己对神话语的诠释的方式呢。慢慢就改变。
So the, even verse 11 talk about 11 what they're doing is very good things you can see here were they ashamed because of the abomination of their done they I mean the verse 11 I'm sorry they heal the brokenness of the daughters of my people
本来十一节他们在做的呢是还不错的他们在医治百姓的
受伤 this is a good thing so, you know get somebody hurt and helping the fixing up to, you know the healing them physically yeah.
一个人受伤了，有人跑过去，帮忙医治他们，这是很好的事情。
But the message is wrong.
可是这里面所包含的讯息是错的。
Because what the message is, verse 11 says, you know, the peace and peace.
这边十一节，他们治疗完以后，对百姓们说平安了，平安了。
But this is not the message supposed to be sent at that time. They have the prophets, or the leader have to send the message about the warning of coming of judgment. Actually.
就是他们这些先知呢，当时所应该传讲的应该是警告的讯息，而不是平安的讯息。
So the what God talked to them is what they're doing is abominations.
所以神就说他们所做的呢是可憎恶的。
This is really part of when we lead our RE class, when we helping the Bible study, when we preach the you know the we on the pulpit.We have to be careful.
所以当我们在教主要教育的时候呢，或者是在台上讲道的时候呢，我们很小心。
It's not trying to my own idea to preach.
我们不应该要用我们所想要传道的方式呢去传道。
But we preach with the word of God, solid from the scripture to scripture.
而是要照着圣经原封原汁原味的把神的话传讲出来。
So let the God can open our heart to listen to, even though message is harsh, still we can listen.
这样子一来，尽管神的话语的内容很严厉，可是这才是正确的。
And then Jeremiah 8 verse 13 to 17.
然后耶利米书的八章十三到十七节。
Another part of the message talk about this is the judgment.
这一部分呢又是在传讲。在形容神的审判。
Verse 13 talk about the no grape on the vines and no fig on the fig tree.
三节讲到说，葡萄树上没有葡萄，无花果树上没有无花果。
Symbolically, this is what that they saw things but cannot gather from the field, which means this is the judgment of God.
这里所代表的含义就是呢，他们有去。努力栽种，可是却没办法收成，这也是神的惩罚。
Two is possible. One is there's no rain.
那有两个可能性，一是天不下雨。
The other one is water is no good. So the all the field of the all the you know the plants all died.
而是下出了雨水不好，所以在洒在地上以后，土地上的产物。
No matter what, either way, they all came from the judgment of God.
但无论如何，都是从神那里来的。
We know the prophet during the time of prophet Elijah, the 3.5 years of drought.
Elijah.
Elijah. The first one.
在以利亚先知的时代的时候。
These 3.5 years of drought because of their forsaken God.
有三年半的饥荒，那这都是干旱。都是因为百姓弃绝了神。
And then verse 17, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 17, it talk about the God is sending the servants.
耶利米书八章十七节这里提到说，神呢会使毒蛇到你们中间。
It reminds about you know the Numbers chapter 21, when Israelites complained to God, God sending the serpent to bite you know peoples to kill them.
让我想到在出埃及。的时候呢，人们也是向神抱怨，然后神就差派火蛇去咬他们。
Yes, it can be physically happen.
这是可以在肉体上发生的事情。
Now for us spiritually, we can think about it.
对我们而言，属灵上面我们也要，我们也可以思考。
We know the grave and the fig. This is a symbolically blessing of God. God is being with us. His eyes being with us. Let's talk about it.
葡萄呢，跟无花果呢，可以代表着神给我们的祝福。
It reminds the Israelites that when they submit to God and God allowed this to happen, that all the fig trees and the grapevine to be blessed for them.
提醒我们，当以色列人之前在顺服神的时候呢，神就使他们的葡萄树上充满着果子。
The wing of the serpent is the symbol of Satan.
毒蛇呢，则是撒旦的代表。
It seems like a serpent is the one biting, then people, all people who die, and then it's severely damaged of faith.
也可以形容成被那些被蛇咬死掉了以后呢，这些人呢，他们的信仰呢是大大的受到折损。
So 13 to 17 talk about their, you know, the severe damage of their life.
所以13到17节这边形容的呢，是人们是如何遭受很严重的打击。
Verse 18 and 19, 20, this is talk about the losing of their confidence about their life.
18, 19, 20就开始形容人们对自己的生命失去信心。
And they know that what they have done is that they have a guilty feeling with them.
他们开始发现自己做错了什么，开始有自责。
They know that God do not help them.
开始有罪恶感，他们知道神不帮助他们。
Even though God is with them, yet they cannot ask God to help.
然后更讽刺的是，尽管神与他们同在，他们却无法求神帮助。
So the verse 22 says, "Is there no physician there? Why then has not the health of the daughters of my people been restored?"
所以22节说，那里岂没有医生呢？我百姓为何不得痊愈呢？
Once we depart from God, our heart is hardened.
当我们离开神了以后，我们的心就会变得刚硬。
Eventually, we can harden ourselves, then we losing our confidence.
到最后硬到最后呢，我们就会开始失去自信心。
We know that during the 3.5 years of drought in the Israel at that time, when the Elijah contest on the Mount Carmel, we know that at that time the Israel, they losing of confidence about the faith. We know the Elijah asked them, look at one verse again, finish, and the First Kings chapter
18.
First Kings chapter 18, verse
21.
After the Elijah brought all the people in Mount Carmel, and then Elijah talked to them. Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you hesitate between the two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If the Baal, follow him." But the people did not answer him a word. So we can see that the First Kings chapter 18, verse 21, at that time, their faith, the losing of their confidence about their God.
但是列王记上18章21节，这里可以看到百姓们呢，被以利亚这样一问，就对自己的信仰呢，产生了怀疑。
Even though 3.5 years of drought, they know they are under the chastising from God, yet they don't want to change.
这三年半的过程呢，他们知道自己是在被神惩罚，可是他们却不想要改变。
They know God is a healer, but they don't want to close to God.
他们知道神是个医治人的神，可是他却不想要接近神。
This is what the Jeremiah chapter 8 talk about it.
这也是耶利米书八章所形容
的。We have to ask ourselves, do we have a confidence in our faith?
心自问，我们对自己的信仰是不是有信心呢？
Is there any obstacle that between God and us, any sin within there?
我们与神当中是不是有任何的绊脚石或阻碍呢？
No, we have to always clear our path between God and us.
我们需要把我们跟神当中的阻碍呢都去除掉。
So we can we have a confidence enough to close to God and draw near to God.
这样我们才有信心可以大步向前去亲近神。
And through the prayer, we have to ask ourselves what kind of faith we have.
在祷告中，我们要去问，扪心自问，我们所拥有的信心到底是什么。
Anything like a thorn and also a thistle or thorn and also the like a rock we have to remove out of us.
审查我们的信仰里面有没有尖刺或者是石头，有的话要把它们。
So we can prepare all the time for the you know softened heart in front of God.
才有办法在神里面呢预备好那肥沃的良田。
And also we always if the leaders at the column of the church always seeking the word of God.
身为教会的领导人或者是教会的支柱，则更要。
And true wisdom from the word of God. That's Jeremiah chapter 8. Do you have any final comments? We can have singing 4 or 2.
唱诗402首。
Sabbath day. Lord God, the Spirit will lead us and give us a peaceful heart, a joyful heart. And also continue to ask if ever anybody weak faith, we can pray for them. So the strengthening their faith.
愿神加添他们的信心。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.